Today in the Life of the Branch, how to claim that mountain. Welcome to a new month, a new start, a new month of life. Christ offers us relief from all our burdens in September, and here we are. Welcome, I'm Richard McWhite, pastor of Red Branch Baptist Church. We want you to claim this special offer today to accept Him as your Savior and Lord and seek relief from the burdens that you're bearing. We're excited to be the light of Jesus here in our neighborhood, our city, our state, nation, and the world. Red Branch Baptist Church is located at 390 Red Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, just a short distance down from the AGY Manufacturing Corporation. Turn on the Red Branch Road and go a mile and a quarter, and you'll see the church. Stop and experience our life. Here at the branch, we're excited about Bible study at 9:30 each Sunday and also 10:30 worship here in the sanctuary as we gather to worship and praise Jesus every Sunday. We look forward to seeing you one Sunday. On Wednesday night, if you need a pick-me-up on Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we offer a service for praise, prayer, music, and Bible study. Come and join us on Wednesday night to recharge your battery in faith in Jesus. Adults will stay in the worship center, and we have children's branchites 15-4 in our educational building. So look forward to seeing you there. Reach out to us on our email at redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. Again, that is redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. We appreciate all of those who listen today. May God bless you this month of September 2025 as Christ relieves your burdens through Him. Let's pray. Father, I will sing of your love and justice. Help me lead a life of integrity in my own home. Help me refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. Father, help me to claim the mountains that I'm climbing in my life. Mountains of disappointment, mountains of hurt and horror, mountains of loss, mountains of poor work. Help me to do better in your sight, O Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer and listening to our pleas. Help us to be turned away from the burdens. And thank you that you bend down and massage our burdens and massage our every care. Father, thank you, God, for you being the rock that we can stand on, we can lean on, and perhaps even lay on. In this present day where we need your help, help us to give our whole hearts to you. And may this be done in faithfulness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Today we're looking at how to move that mountain. I tell you what, I love that. Jesus was talking to the people of the Decapolis, and he mentioned this: if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could tell this mountain to move from one place to the other. I tell you what, man, that would have been a sight, wouldn't it? To have a faith enough to move Parsons Mountain, just west of Greenwood. It's a Parsons Mountain. You can actually see it from the 8th floor of the hospital. But anyway, Parsons Mountain. Move Parsons Mountains down here to Aiken, South Carolina. Oh, man, what a marvelous act of faith that'd be. Now, I don't know how the horse people or the real estate people would feel about it, but hey, have you have mountains in your life that you wish you could move out of the way? Are you climbing a mountain? I think we all are climbing some mountain. Right? It may be when you go to the grocery store, you got to climb the mountain of despair and agony, and you're looking for mercy from the cash register, which it doesn't come. It just keeps adding up. Oh, I tell you what, my wife got back from the grocery store, and I thought, wow, Walmart must be rolling in cash. I talked to my advisor, and I said, I want some of that Walmart stock. And he hooked me up. So I'm trying to make back some of the grocery money. But I've talked with our people about how expensive things are and how challenging it is to climb the mountains of finance. Perhaps also to climb the mountains of relationships, to climb the mountain of marriage, to climb the mountain of raising children, to climb the mountain of raising grandchildren, to climb the mountain of raising great-grandchildren, and dare I go on? Climb the mountain of raising in-laws, taking in family, negotiating the traffic, and the hands-free law that is now, and I can't touch my phone. I can't touch my phone. I can't look at my phone without the wrath of law enforcement. What a mountain we have to climb. And in the book of Joshua, we see Joshua and Caleb in this chapter. They desired the hill country where the giants were confident with the power of God would be territory. Each of us have mountains to climb, spiritually speaking. God always faced obstacles in their lives in Israel, but with His strength, He overcome our mountains, no matter how rugged the terrain. Many feel inadequate to face the mountains of life. We learn lessons from Caleb as he claimed the mountain of God through the promises of God. The emphasis here in chapter 14 is Caleb declared to Joshua that he had desired the hill country where the giants had been seen. He was confident in that power and confident in God's ability to make the victory forward, as we talked about last time, to move forward in faith. God always faces obstacles in their lives, but with His strength, we can overcome the mountains, no matter how rugged the terrain. May many feel inadequate to face the mountains of life. We learn significant lessons from Caleb as he claimed the mountain of God that he promised. We find that he was sufficient to the task, and God provided him the strength for each demand. And in that, we'll see that it was not just one challenge Caleb faced, but several. And in our lives, we think we have gotten through with God's help one challenge, and then another one's waiting at the door knocking. Someone's waiting at the phone to be answered. Somebody texted us a problem. Somebody has emailed us a problem. Some bill has come in the mail, wasn't expected. Some notice that wasn't expected. All these mountains we face, and I've already mentioned some others. The lessons from Caleb that God promised in each demand, his confidence never ceased. Look at verse 10 of chapter 14. Now behold, the Lord has let me live, just as He spoken. Just He spoke these 45 years. From the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses, when Israel walked in the wilderness, and now, behold, I'm 85 years old today. Caleb was 85 years old. And wow, what an 85-year-old can do. Henry, you're not 85 yet, are you? Okay, I'm all right, 82. So I was just looking at him because he's in that bracket now of senior adulthood, 80 to 120. And in that, he still is getting it done. Caleb experienced the same thing. He kept alive for 45 years since the time that Moses had moved on. Now he's 85. In Numbers 13 and 14, the spies were reporting after they returned from the promised land. The minority report and the majority report contradicted each other. The majority declared the task was impossible, and Joshua and Caleb declared that it was indeed possible in the strength of the Lord to conquer the mountain, the land. The people gave in to fear. In other words, the majority report is not always right. What we do most of the time, we vote in majority. We have that structure in church here. The majority vote for a certain thing, they win. But lots of times, the minority doesn't need to be thrown out, because the Minority Report can give credence. I send you to case studies in the Supreme Court. When a decision is 5-4, it has less merit than when it's 9-0. In the court decisions, can sway a justice to vote another way so that they didn't feel comfortable with the decision, they could vote for the decision, or they felt comfortable with the decision they could vote in another direction. So we have this that happens here in the book of Joshua, chapter 11. But let's look at chapter 11, verse 14. I am still strong today as I was in the day of Moses when Moses sent me, and my strength was then, told my strength is now, for war and for going all out and coming in. In other words, notice that he was going. He wasn't sitting. It is proven that if someone sits too long, they will suffer. Someone has described sitting as the new smoking. It's that bad for your health. In the office there, I have what they call a Vera desk. I can sit and do work, and I can stand and do work, and I need to balance that day out so I'm not sitting all the time. And I like to get out and walk across the office. I like to go up and down the steps to get my ice and some beverage down there in the kitchen downstairs. So moving out. But also, if I find myself sitting in the office too much, I do not experience the joy that is out there in the neighborhood with somebody that I need to see or talk to. It is a joyful time to be out and about. And so Caleb had been through the difficult days in the desert. As a result, he had an unparalleled strength. Listen to that. Caleb had been through the desert. He's talked about this. And he has been the same strength as he was when he was younger. How can that be? How can that be? I cannot have the strength that I had when I was younger, or can I? To move the mountain or to climb the mountain, you've got to have strength. I was on a mountain bike ride several years ago. Oh, I love riding bike, and I thought, wow, this is something I love to do. I'm sure that the people with me are not going to push it to the limit. But as I found out, they were riding all through the Greenwood County side, up and down trails, up and around mountains, but they were just hills. And man, I was gasping for breath when I came to the car. And I said, Lord, have mercy, I'm not going to live to see another day. This mountain had beaten me down. And it beat me down. Are you beaten down in your life? In difficult times, when the mountain seems overwhelming, we are strengthened as we trust in God. We lose the fear that comes from hard times because we know that God has previously seen us through hard times. That's why we need to accentuate the praises of God every single day. Not the woe is me every single day, as some is the habit to do, but praise the Lord who has brought me in from ages past, or has brought me through sickness or pain or suffering, through that time where I stumped my toe and now it's better. From that time where I opened my mouth and I should have kept it quiet, and now I am reconciled with the person, and praise be to God that I can speak freely again with control and passion about Jesus and not having people condemn me for what I had said in the past. So the difficult times, God strengthens us. Caleb had witnessed the parting of the Red Sea, the fall of Jericho, the return to Ai. He had determined to stand in the strength of God. His God never forgot. Verse 13 says, so Joshua blessed Caleb and gave Hebron to Caleb and the son of Jephunneh for an inheritance. God had given an inheritance to Caleb, who was faithful to climb the mountains in front of them. And there, my friend, is a lesson that as you climb the tough territory of your life, you yourself will be blessed, and so will your descendants. The benefits of mountain climbing poured over the lives of those around you. When a believer faces a mountain and climbs to victory, his or her life is a blessing to others. God can allow the challenges, hurts, and headaches in our lives to touch the lives of others. And Jesus walked up the mountain to Calvary to bring all of us victory in Him. He has freely offered the gift of life to all who call upon Him. Therein lies the power to climb the mountains of life. Well, my friend, today, if you want to climb whatever mountain you're facing, let me have a moment of your time to give you a solution. Accept Christ as your mountain climbing friend. A friend of Christ who accepts Him as Savior and Lord will be able to climb every mountain. Yes, it will be painful. Yes, muscles will ache, bones will break. There'll be things that will go south on you, but eventually, as you trust in Jesus, you will see the pinnacle of glory. Pray this prayer and accept Jesus today in your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. Now I turn from my sins and wrongdoings and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Savior and Lord. If you prayed this mountain climbing prayer today, we want to welcome you to the family of mountain climbers of God. We'd like to know of your wonderful decision by giving us a look at redsbranch.org. And on the landing page there, fill out the form recording your decision and rededicate your life there. Or perhaps join the great work here at the Aiken, South Carolina area. We'd love to hear from you. And if you'd send us a praise, a prayer request, perhaps a gift to the ministry, you can do so by sending it to the mailing address or email. First, the mailing address is Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Once again, that address is Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Goodbye from now, and look forward to seeing you next week when we continue our study in the land of Joshua.
Thank you for listening.